Perhaps the only thing that's maybe better than watching professional dancers is actually dancing yourself. With me is Diana Duron. She is the social event coordinator for the USA Desert Dancers Chapter 5017. And you're going to be giving us an opportunity to put on the Ritz, aren't you?
Yes, we are. On September 22nd, we will be putting on our social national event at Little Bit of Texas at 5500 Donovan. Mm-hmm. From 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And the reason we're having this USA National Dance is because throughout the United States, about 175 chapters all throughout the nation are going to be celebrating USA National Dance Week.
Mm-hmm.
We in El Paso, along with Las Cruces and the folks from New Mexico, they support our chapter, and they will be coming in and they'll be celebrating social dancing, which is ballroom dancing, and a lot of people love ballroom dancing. And what this dance will be entailing, it will be not only the social dancing, but it will have a dinner as well. And it's going to be catered by Opus World Bistro by Michael. And the price is $30 members and $40 non-members. During their dinner time, there will be a little bit of a showcase from different studios that will be coming forth, and they will also be performing. We'll have a lot of raffles. A lot of wonderful donations are being gathered. And we'll also have a chance to do that as well.
Tell me the story about how you became involved, because I think there are so many people who want to dance. They love to dance, but they never get enough. So were you one of those?
Yes, I was. And I started quite late. I've only been dancing 8 years. And when I was a little girl, my mom and I would watch the national dance competitions on television, and we would just be in awe of the mm-hmm. wonderful way that they danced and the beautiful costumes and the elegance and the way that they danced on the dance floor. And about 8 years ago, give and take, there was an ad in the newspaper, I think El Paso Scene, and one of the studios was giving out like four group lessons and mm-hmm. one individual lesson for $65 or something like that. And I finally said, okay, I'm going to see if I have the courage to do this. And I took the coupon and I took it to the studio, and there I began. Mm-hmm. And I started group lessons, and then little by little I started taking individual lessons, and I now compete. I'm still an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still an amateur, but I'm still working towards that goal that maybe someday I'll continue advancing and just doing what I love to do.
Now, we have a number of dance studios here in El Paso, places where people go and get lessons and whatnot. What is the relationship between USA Desert Dancers and the local studios?
The USA National Chapter, the one that we have right now, the Desert Dancers Chapter 5017, we are made up of social dancers that are coming from different studios, from different lifestyles. Some come in.
So no affiliation
no
with
affiliation.
Any particular studio.
No,
okay.
Not necessarily. We are not promoting studios. We promote ballroom dancing. And
okay.
The mission statement for USA Dance is to promote the quantity and the quality of ballroom dancing in the United
Excellent.
States.
For anyone who's unfamiliar with the location, Little Bit of Texas, it used to be the old Stampede for those old-timers out there.
Yes, ma'am.
At 5500 Donovan has a nice, great big wood dance floor. It's a great place to dance. Do I need to show up in chiffon and high heels?
Because it's a national dance, we ask folks to please dress up, whether in cocktail dress or formal,
mm-hmm.
and the men in suits preferably, and some come in actual tuxedos. And
oh my! Now, but this is for the big dance. This is for your big putting on the Ritz social.
Yes, ma'am.
What about the average gatherings at the studios? Is it someplace where I can wear my jeans and a Western
Absolutely.
Shirt and learn all the steps, including country stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have two main studios, ballroom dancing in El Paso. We've got mm-hmm. Shundo on Stanton in Baltimore. And then we've got the Dance Academy, which is located 7220 North Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And they each have a schedule of daily events and activities of their dancing. Some days they have maybe salsa, and another mm-hmm. day they have tango or whatever. But each of you can go to the different studios and pick up the schedules and see what's going on.
Okay. When it comes to instruction, looks like part of what you do also is attract higher-level teachers. You have a gentleman by the name of Jason Barrera coming from Las Vegas. And tell me about him and what he'll be doing as part of this event.
Jason is coming on the 20th to the 22nd, and he'll be doing some individual private lessons for those that want to have some classes, and he'll be doing some group lessons on Friday night and Saturday night. I've also asked him if he would like to participate in the USA Dance, and he said yes, and he and I are going to work that weekend on a dance, hoping that it'll be ready for that Sunday.
A little Dancing with the Stars kind of pressure there?
Yes, kind of.
Why do we do these things to ourselves? It's exciting and terrifying.
Yes, it's stressful, and yet I love it.
Yep, there you go. Yes. Well, tell me, how can people get information about this event and about the Desert Dance Organization?
You can look at the website for Desert Dancers, www.deserdanceusa.com.
And the national website, then, I believe, is usadance.com.
Absolutely.
So two places where you can find general info. And who can we call to get tickets? And where can we get the tickets for this event on Sunday, September 22nd?
You can go to either studio, Shando or Dance Academy here in El Paso. You can call me up at 915-487-9396. If in Las Cruces, Nelly is at 575-405-7961. Any of the board members also have tickets, if you know any of the board members. But okay. We will definitely, I will go to your place, wherever you're at, east or west or northeast, and I will come and get you tickets. But you've got to buy tickets ahead of time because we have to have the count.
Yes, it's a catered event.
Yes, it's a catered event.
All right. Well, I want to thank Diana Duron, Social Event Coordinator for USA Desert Dancers Chapter 5017, for coming out and throwing down the gauntlet, inviting you to get involved in ballroom dance, which means all forms of dance, including our basic country western, to samba, merengue, cha-cha, you name it. And the event, Putting on the Ritz, is the Desert Dancers celebration of National Ballroom Dance Week. It will be Sunday, September 22nd at 5 p.m. at Little Bit of Texas, 5500 Donovan, and it does include a catered dinner. So you do need to purchase those tickets in advance. Again, the number in El Paso, 487-9396, and in Las Cruces, 575-405-7961. Thank you for coming in, Diana.